I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through.
In the new revised edition of the classic collection, Goodbye to All That, 30 writers share their own stories of loving and leaving New York City, capturing the mesmerizing allure that the city has always had for writers, poets, and yes, wandering spirits. Their essays often begin as love stories do, with the passion of something newly discovered. They also share the grief that comes like a gut punch when the grand metropolis loses its magic and the pressures of New York's frenetic life wear thin for even the most dedicated dwellers. Sari Botten is the essays editor for Long Reads, and she teaches writing courses at Catapult and in Bay Path University's MFA program. The revised collection is Goodbye to All That, Writers on Loving and Leaving in New York, and we welcome Sari Botten to the program this morning. Sari, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you here, as always.
Thank you for having me, Joe. I should correct you. I'm no longer at Long Reads. I left Long Reads in June. But I am all those other things you said I am.
Terrific. You were with us when this book first came out. I am thrilled that there is a new revised edition. So before we get to the revision, let us get to what brought on this project for you in the first place.
Well, I left New York City in 2005 under duress. My husband and I were being kicked out of our apartment in the East Village. I moved upstate, and I kept meeting people just like me, who had, you know, really been city people, and then something changed. And whether it was financial, or they got kicked out like we did, or the city just changed too much and they left. And I thought, there are so many of these stories. And then I also started to meet more and more people in the literary world who didn't live in the Hudson Valley, lived elsewhere, who had similar stories. And every time I met another writer and talked about this, we all referenced the iconic Joan Didion essay, Goodbye to All That. And I thought, what if there were a collection of these? And for many years, I mentioned it to editors and agents, and they all said, great idea, but you can't do it. And then finally, I just did it.
Why did they doubt you? Why did they think you couldn't do it?
They didn't think I was well-known enough. They didn't think I had enough connections to well-known writers who would do this. They also kept saying that anthologies don't sell. And this book is the anomaly. Anthologies are tough to sell, but this book has sold, the original edition sold over 50,000 copies. So that was very validating for me, because right. I knew deep down that this was a concept that should exist. In fact, I was surprised it didn't already exist.
I'm surprised too, because you learn two things here in what you just said. One is that there are enough people, this is such a common experience that people want to talk about it, and you found this incredible group of people who identify with it and want to write about it and want to express their feelings about the subject. Meanwhile, you have found 50,000 plus people who want to read about it and also identify with that experience.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that it's a very identifiable experience with the most magical city in the world, which is also one of the most exhausting, difficult places to live. You know, it's a real contradiction, New York City. And I think that's what I'm getting at with this collection.
So let's talk about the revision. At what point did talks start, and what was your way of doing that, of revising the work?
Well, in 2019, in the fall of 2019, Seal Press came back to me and said, this book is still doing well. We think it could do even better if it were refreshed. And I was only too excited to revisit the subject and kind of update it. And the book changed a lot with the pandemic. I reached out to a bunch of writers, and some said yes, some said no. And then suddenly there was a new angle, which appears in two of the stories. Emily Rabiteau's essay and Carolita Johnson's essay both touch on the pandemic and how it affected their experience of either staying in New York City, in Emily's case, as other people fled. And in Carolita's case, it actually brought her back to New York City. So it was very interesting the way it changed, you know, after the pandemic, at a time when also everybody in New York City now wants to move here.
Which is fascinating. So let's talk about the first book, because I remember talking to you when the book first came out, and we were talking about the impact that 9/11 had. So obviously the pandemic is having an impact now, right? And there are commonalities in those stories, correct?
Yes, yes. There are these catastrophes that happen that make it seem like, oh, wait, maybe I don't want to live in a city with 8 million people piled on top of each other, you know, after a big attack, after, you know, in the midst of a, you know, a deadly virus taking over, you know. So I think this is going to be a thing that happens again and again. Like every now and then there will be a catastrophe that will make people think, maybe I shouldn't live right on top of my neighbors who, you know, breathe, you know, exhale virus.
So as you were doing this, and as you said, there's the stories that identify with this particular issue, but the reasons are also varied, but they come down to, as you mentioned at the beginning, there's just a point where people feel they can't do it anymore.
I think that sometimes people take breathers because of that, and there are pieces in the book about that, where people returned, just like Joan Didion returned. And then there are people who are just like, I am done. And, you know, it's an exhilarating place to live, but it's also exhausting, you know, trying to keep up financially, professionally, in terms of seeing people, you know, keeping friendships afloat with so many people, you're in contact with so many people, it can be really exhausting, even if you adore it.
What makes the city so exhausting, do you think, of that pace, the pace that lures so many people in? And, you know, certainly I'm not the only one who said it's a, you know, you're better when you're young to deal with that than you are when you're older. But they're just, go ahead.
I think the same thing that makes it an exhilarating place to live makes it an exhausting place to live. The sheer multiplicity of everything, which is what I miss the most. I miss, like, having, you know, 9 million restaurants and cuisines to choose from at all times. I miss, you know, bumping into friends randomly all the time. And but that can also be, like, exhausting. You're constantly being ping-ponged from one stimulus to another stimulus. And it's easier to manage that, I think, when you have young adrenal glands.
Talk about the contributors, because the list of people that you have was incredible and now is even more so.
Thank you. There are seven new essays, and they are by Leslie Jameson, Emily Rabiteau, Danielle Amir Jackson, Carolita Johnson, Lisa Coe, Ada Limon, and Rosie Schapp. And I already had a pretty great lineup, you know, Cheryl Strayed, Roxane Gay, Danny Shapiro, Melissa Phoebos, the list goes on and on. And I feel very fortunate that these writers wanted to work with me, were interested in this subject, had things to say, and I feel really proud of this new edition, because I feel like it's even more balanced and also more current and relevant, and I just love every writer in it.
Sari Botten is our guest on the roundtable this morning. The revised collection is Goodbye to All That, Writers on Loving and Leaving New York. I should note on Tuesday, the 13th of April, there will be a relaunch and virtual celebration thanks to our friends at Rough Draft Bar and Books. And you can find out more information about that event by going to roughdraftny.com, roughdraftny.com. Tuesday the 13th at 7 p.m. So let us talk for a moment about the leaving, because I know it's one thing that I find fascinating of people who leave New York is how hard that is, but also to fully extricate yourself from the place, because even though you're gone, you're still connected, right?
Really, that's the way I have felt. I have felt still as if like a part of my heart still beats down there, 90 miles south of where I live in Kingston. The pandemic really took the city away from me a second time, and I think it's been harder almost this time around. The first time I was getting kicked out, I was in housing court. I was kind of like good riddance, you know, back in 2005. It was such a, you know, the dot-com boom, everything had hyper-gentrification. We were just like, okay, enough. But over the years, I started to miss it more and more. And now with the pandemic, you know, I haven't been there in a year. It's been torture because I really do feel like a part of my heart still beats down in New York City. You know, it always will. I can't wait to go back down and, you know, spend a weekend there. Usually I do that teaching at Catapult.
Right. This, the subtitle of the collection, 30 writers share their own stories of loving and leaving New York. The key word there being writers. And I'm interested in the impact that the city has on writing and the writing of the, of these particular individuals, and the impact of not being in the city and what that has on the art, on the creativity that comes from these writers.
That's interesting. You know, living in New York, I think I've been more productive as a writer outside of New York City. Sometimes the city was just too much of a, you know, there was a cacophony all the time. And there's something about being away from the city that has been conducive to getting a lot done. But it is the center of publishing. And I have very much missed being a part of that world of the literary world, the digital media world. Fortunately, there's social media. Being, as they say, extremely online has helped me stay relevant and connected. So I'm grateful for that. But there's nothing like living in the city and having five different literary events to choose from any given evening, you know?
Right.
I miss that. I miss that another bit of multiplicity.
And what about the other writers who are included in the collection? Do you think that that is a similar feeling?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of them are still there or have returned. So I imagine that, you know, that they do feel that way. You know, that the city is where they are part of a community. Some of them are still are not there anymore. But a lot of them have returned or never left, or, you know, thought about. The book is really a combination of people who stayed and people who left. And it's really about the push-pull that New York City exerts on its inhabitants, and that makes people consider leaving even if they don't actually do it.
It also brings up, I mean, as you live in the Hudson Valley, and as anyone in this region knows, there are a lot of people that just need that respite, that have to get away, that have the second homes, if they are fortunate enough to be able to do that, where they that push-pull is made a little bit easier because they can be a city mouse and a country mouse in the same week.
Oh, yeah, economics make a big difference. I remember living in my little tiny hovel in the East Village and not having anywhere else to go, like in the summer, and feeling like I am going to be trapped. I'm going to be landlocked for the rest of my life. But, you know, I could imagine if I were the kind of person who could afford a, you know, a weekend house. Yeah, it would be nice to have boats, to have that, you know, escape, which I think more and more people are doing right now as a result of the pandemic. There are people right. just buying up all the houses.
Yes, that's exactly what they're buying up all the houses.
All the houses.
All the
I'm
houses.
Not
no, I know. We see it. I just see it even on my commute coming into work as far north here as oh, that house is on the. Oh, no, that was on my way home. Now it is sold. That's amazing.
When it's crazy. It's they're creating a housing crisis, but that's a whole other story.
It is a whole other story, although it gets to the point of, as you say, a push pull. And we saw this after 9/11, too. A lot of people moved away. And then a lot of people move back. And you wonder, I mean, I assume we'll kind of see that same thing here, too. A lot of people move out, and then eventually people will move back.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other anthology somebody should do. Because I know those stories. I can already see those stories. I can already see them in, like, you know, New York Magazine. Like, I moved upstate, and I couldn't hack it, and, you know.
I mentioned.
There was that story years ago. Called I City It, a New York Magazine story. I can't remember at the moment who wrote it, but.
Yeah, it's all fascinating of again, that push-pull that you talked about. I mentioned the event at Rough Draft Bar and Books that is happening on Tuesday the 13th. And not only will you be there, but you'll also be joined in conversation from some of the contributors, and most notably the new contributors that you mentioned a moment ago, many of them.
Yes, we'll have Danielle Amir Jackson, Ada Limon, and Carolita Johnson, and we will be emceed by the wonderful Ryan Chapman, who recently moved to Kingston, well, like 3 years ago. And Ryan is a wonderful novelist. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I love Rough Draft. It's a wonderful bookstore and bar.
Of course, as you look at this collection and with the revision, what's next? What are you working on now?
I am working on a memoir in essays called And You May Find Yourself, about being a weird, late-blooming Gen X person who has never fit in quite perfectly anywhere I've gone.
How do you make this stuff up?
It's all true.
Yeah,
I swear.
All true. Absolutely. Sari Botten is the editor of the revised collection, Goodbye to All That, Writers on Loving and Leaving New York. It is a beautiful collection, and especially so now that it is new and revised and out. There is a book relaunch and virtual celebration happening through Rough Draft Bar and Books on Tuesday, the 13th of April, from 7 to 8:30. You can find out more information by going to their website, which is roughdraftny.com, roughdraftny.com. And we'll have a link to that on our website as well. Sari Botten, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a great pleasure to have you on this program. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's always great to talk with you.
Be well. Thank you so much.
You too.
Again, the revised collection is Goodbye to All That, Writers on Loving and Leaving New York. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.